Okay, y'all, let's try and see what happens. So, welcome back to the Cadence Podcast, girl. I know y'all probably looking at me like this bitch. she just do it the hell she want to do it. I know I've been absent, girl. Listen, okay, I might have took like a mental break. That was like longer than a break. It was actually like half a year, 7 months to be exact. But we can't like dwell on the past. Like, we can't judge me for like my shortcomings or whatever like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're here, we're present now. Welcome back to the Cadence Podcast. I'm really like, I don't know. I'm like that ex, or not really an ex. Like, okay, you ever been ghosted by like a dude or a girl or whatever the case, and you like see them at a function or a party or something like that, and it's just like super awkward. So now y'all gotta come up with like what y'all wanna say, but you really wanna ask this bitch like, why did you ghost me? But you don't want to be too forward. Like, that's really what it's giving with me. So I do apologize. If you want to get in the comments, you want to cuss me out, I get it. Girl, I will cuss me out too. But we got bigger fish to fry. We got more important task at hand. The task at hand, the conversation at hand is Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion. Like, we need to focus. We need to focus on what we're here for. So, girl, let's get into it, okay? This whole podcast is really going to be about what transpired. Am I recording still? Okay, cool. I rarely use my camera. I always use my phone. So bear with me. I hope my titties don't look outrageous in this dress. But yes, girl, Tory Lanez is sentenced to a decade in jail for shooting Megan Thee Stallion. Probably not going to do the whole 10. I think he going to do like, he got to do at least 85%. So I guess that would be like 8.5 years. Minus like another year that he got shaved off or whatever the case may be. So it is what it is. It's over. Where do we go from here? So a few things I kind of want to talk about. We'll get to like where we go from here, but can we talk about the letters? Like, I seen everybody was up in arms about the letters, like, oh, you know, people sent letters and why would they send letters? Okay, let's just do that first, right? Let's get into that first. So, as y'all know, like, supporters of Tory Lanez sent in letters during his sentencing. So, I just was expecting that. So, that's why that didn't, like, blow me away. I seen a lot of people was like, oh my God, why would they write letters? Unfortunately, the name of the game is people are gonna support they folks. But what I did find super interesting was it was none of like Drake didn't write no letter from what we've seen. Meek Mill ain't write no letter from what we've seen. DaBaby, like, none of, I guess, the super mainstream folks that was rocking with him so heavy after he shot Megan, none of them showed up with no damn letter to the judge. And if they did, it's gonna come out. But it hasn't come out, and it would have came out by now. So I found that to be very interesting. Like, people was really rushing to support him, but I don't know, like, if the facts came out and they distanced themselves or what it was. But I just found that to be interesting. But when the people wrote the letter, so Iggy wrote the letter so far, and we know Mario and like a physician that was helping Tory get his hairline back or whatever wrote a letter. But them two is the only famous names we know. So I think what we really got to realize is that people are going to write from like their perspective or how they know that person. With Iggy Azalea, it's just so baffling to me that she was very much like calling out her baby daddy for being abusive, only to turn around and write a letter supporting Tory Lanez. So, okay, we can't play this game. You either rocking or you rolling hoe. Like, you can't have it both ways. You can't. Who else did that shit? Wasn't it Ari who called out G Herbo for abusing her just to turn around and say she don't give a damn about abuse victims or something, and everybody was dragging her? It's the same thing. Like, girl, you cannot sit up on here, drag your baby daddy, oh, he whooped me, he mentally and physically abusive, and then turn around and support Tory Lanez and say, oh, he needs this and he needs that. Okay, so if that's the case, then so does your baby daddy. Right? Right or wrong? And then Iggy really hung herself because she was like, oh, I haven't talked to Tori in months. Girl, you, in your letter, you clearly state you have been in contact with him for weeks. So when it came to Iggy, I don't think she thought that that letter was going to ever be public in which she said that, which is cool. I think in her mind, she was kind of like going to support him behind the scenes type of thing. But it just don't work like that. This man shot somebody. Your baby daddy beat you. And you wanted everybody to rally around you, especially black women. You wanted that support. You wanted that, you know, you wanted them allies. But if you want that, you have to give that. I'm not saying you got to get on the thing. You got to condemn Tory Lanez. I'm not saying you even got to do that. Because according to you, according to Iggy, Tory Lanez was a good friend of hers. So I'm not even expecting her to like get on her thing and protest and like F Tory Lanez. I'm not even expecting that. But you just have to keep it real across the board. Like if a nigga whoop my ass and in the next breath I'm supporting another nigga that I know whoops ass too, it's like, P, you can't have it both ways. Like, you just cannot have it both ways. So that was really, I think that was my issue with Iggy, and that was everybody else's issue with Iggy. I'm sorry, I keep checking the phone. I'm waiting on my damn food to come. What is troubling to me is that them folks waited all the way until the sentencing hearing to be on some, if I did it, it was because of this, 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 and the third. Like, hold up, partner. You've been telling us for 3 years that you didn't do it, you didn't shoot it, you didn't this and this and that. So why the hell is the defense coming out of nowhere? And I don't know a lot about law. So if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. Get in the comments, do y'all think. But it just struck me as being so weird that you would wait till sentencing to pull a damn OJ Simpson and be like, if I did it, it was because of I went through this and this and this. Again, you cannot have it both ways. And I think that was kind of like their last ditch effort to maybe like paint him as somewhat of a victim. I don't really know, but I thought that was like, boy, the fuck, you been saying you didn't do it, so now it's on some if you did. Come on now, we not finna play this game. So and again, Tory apologizing in court. And my thing is, what are you apologizing for if you've said that you didn't do it and now you're appealing your conviction? What are you apologizing for? If you said you didn't do it and you standing on the fact that you didn't do it and it's been 3 years, what are you apologizing for? Like, stop. Like, and then, Tory got the nerve to call Megan his homegirl in court. Oh, she's still a friend. I still care for her. How? If you've been saying this lady is lying on you and just put you in jail for 10 years, how is she still your friend? Like, it's just not making sense. It's not making sense. And something people keep saying is like, all Tory had to do was just be cordial with Meg, keep it real with Meg, and Meg wasn't going to go to the police. I mean, I guess that's true. But I don't know. I feel like if somebody shoot me, like, you just can't tell nobody how to react. I feel like Megan was trying to keep it cute with him, but then you get the slander in this girl. So yeah, she gonna tell the truth. This is what really happened. It is what it is. And I feel like if Tory really wanted to stay out of jail, he should have been kissing Megan ass if he knew he shot that girl. Like, if you knew you shot somebody and they really not trying to press no charges in the beginning, they not really trying to go through the whole legal thing, you should be trying to kiss her ass. That's who you should be trying to offer $1 million to and all that right there, because this is the bitch with your life in her hands. And instead, Tory wants to start bashing this girl, making videos, cutting up the damn horse legs, and not just doing the freaking most. My bad, bro. I had to take a phone call. Put my damn pillow right back here. Let me get re-back comfortable. What was we? God damn it. So where does it go from here? Like, honestly, I keep saying I don't think he gonna wear the whole 10, but I don't know. Remy shot her homegirl, and she did most of her sentence. So they might make him wear, I don't know. I be feeling like rappers be, they somehow be getting their ass out of jail some type of way. But so where do we go from here? What is next? Like, okay, he got sentenced to the 10 years. He gonna appeal it. He gonna keep appealing it until his appeals run dry. This we know. So what's next? I feel, in my own personal opinion, I feel that people been dragging that girl. I think they just gonna continue dragging that girl. To be quite honest, like, I think you just gonna always have the side of people who just like, she lied, so we don't believe her, period. And that's unfortunate because, yeah, she did lie. She said she slept on glass. Okay, that was a lie because she didn't want to get the police involved. And then people keep going back to that interview with Gail. Gail King. Shit. They keep going back to that interview, and it's like, oh, well, she lied about sleeping with Tory, because in the interview she said she didn't, and then obviously when she got on the stand she said she did. Woo, woo, woo. So people are like pointing to that. People was gonna doubt regardless, because you got to think about it. How many times have women came forward and said they've been assaulted? And the conversation is, well, what did she do? Well, what did she have on? Well, what she wasn't supposed to be over there. Well, you already knew what it was. You know what I'm saying? So, like, looking back at everything, I honestly feel like if Meg would have came out and just said, man, this man shot me out the gate. He shot me. I had been messing around with him. My homegirl had been messing around with him. Shit just got messy and this nigga shot me. People still would have been like, well, that shit messy. Well, you shouldn't have been messing with your homegirl, man. Well. It still would have been well. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, and I don't know these people. These is rich, famous folks that I probably never meet. I don't know these people. But just looking at the whole situation, it seemed like she was lying, trying to protect everybody and herself. And, I mean, really, she ain't have to do that, because people still gonna feel how they feel, child. People still gonna feel like that girl is lying and feel like that lady is just the scum of the earth. And I said on Twitter, and I said again, I really hope she's not even online at this, because I can't even imagine. Like, I don't know. I think subconsciously a lot of men are not trash. So a lot of men can't fathom the idea that their fellow man is trash as fuck. Just bottom of the barrel, just a trash ass nigga that do trash ass shit. Because I think the majority of men are not that. So I think they just can't comprehend that. Like, with the whole Sexy Red interview with Lil Yachty, that shit is cringy. I'm sorry. I like Lil Yachty. I done said before, like, I'm not a huge Sexy Red fan, but I'm just happy for her. Like, on some dark skin woman shit, I'm just happy to see her getting her things. And that Lil Yachty interview was just disgusting. Like, I couldn't even watch the whole thing. I just seen a clip of, they're like, what's the worst thing ever happened to you? And she was like, oh, I forgot we on YouTube. So she was like, I got, you know, R-worded. And Lil Yachty and the dude, it's like they couldn't even process that she had said that, and they just, it just got so awkward. Like, I don't even know why they released that clip. It just got so awkward, and it was like, whoa, you know, we don't want to hear about nothing that bad. You know, tell us about a shootout or something. And it's like, both of those things are traumatic, but I really just think men cannot fathom another man just being just overtly a trash ass nigga to his core. I don't think most men would do that or have that in them to, you know, assault a woman sexually, but I don't think they could process it either. I don't think they know how to intake that type of information and process it without it being a but or a well or a maybe. Like, there's no maybe. This happened to me. This is what it is. Like, period. Just like, oh my God, girl, we ain't talking a couple months. Just like a couple months ago when Suki what's that boy name? YK psoriasis, plaque psoriasis, whatever the hell his name is. The little boy who owed everybody money and got a big ass teeth in his head with all the damn cavities in the back. I don't even know his name. I don't even know what he sings. But when he walked up and like jerked Suki's head back and forced the kiss on her, and everybody was like, well, that's the energy she put out. Well, 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 well. I don't give a damn if Suki hunched 10 niggas a day. She did not give plaque psoriasis consent to kiss her that day. That's what y'all failing to realize. Like, I don't care. I don't give a damn if Suki walked around this bitch ass naked, butt booty naked. If she didn't give you the invitation to come touch her, then you don't touch her. You went, and it was like a hosting, and you just walk up and kiss that girl. Like, I mean, he forced a kiss on her. I was so turned off by that. And I think Suki had said, like, she was really embarrassed, and then she got off social media and she didn't really talk about it again. And I just feel like that was fucked up. Like, I don't care what type of energy Suki put out there. She didn't put it out there to that lame ass nigga. So, no, you don't get to walk up and kiss her in the mouth just because she makes this type of music or she makes adult content. Like, y'all niggas don't. I think a lot of men just don't understand the concept of consent in its entirety. There is no but, there is no well, there is no why. If a girl says no, or if a girl didn't say yes, then it's no. You just don't do that. You just don't do that. You just don't do that. And with Tori and Megan, that whole situation, it just seems like it was heated. It was messy. She probably was popping off at the mouth. So you know what Tori could have did? He could have cussed her out. He could have dot, you know, got into it with her. He could have did a lot of shit except for shoot her. So that just really comes with you being a hothead, you having just a nasty ass temper, and you just gonna have to wear that 10, bro. That's what it is. You're gonna have to wear that 10. Maybe when you in there, you can get you some anger management. Maybe you can get you some therapy. I don't know. When you come out, maybe you could be an activist for men who done abused damn women. I don't know, but you gonna have to wear that fucking 10 for shooting this girl, and that's what it is. And then people just wanna pick Megan apart. Well, she was in a club a couple days after it happened. That's her fucking job. Her foot was also bandaged up while she was in a club. Hello. Like, we all got to go to work. And 2020 was a very important time, bitch. People was out of work left and right. The girls was going to work. Like, if your job is the club, then your job is the club. Well, how she was in the WAP video with a foot injury or whatever. She let it heal for a little bit, and she took her ass to work. People have to work. Like, y'all act like y'all never pushed through something to go to work. Period. Point made. The girl had to work. So, I just think, for one, I'm glad it's over, just from a music consumer standpoint, because that shit has been dragging, and I'm glad it's over. I really hope Megan gets, you know, the therapy and the counseling that she needs for her own self. Hello. Anyway, so if I look a little different, I'm sorry. I had to get up, get my food, reapply my lip gloss and all that good stuff. So anyway, we're back. But yeah, that's where we go from here. I don't really feel like we're gonna get Megan Thee Stallion how we had her, like turn up fun Megan Thee Stallion. I don't think we get that no more. I think she went through something super traumatic. I think she went through something super just super freaking tragic. It's just a whole lot of ish that we probably not going. Whole lot of shit that I don't think we get that anymore, because I think in order to get that Megan, then it has to be the man that's social, that's at the functions, that's lively, that's, you know what I'm saying, that's like mingling with everybody and kind of letting everybody in. And I don't think you get that anymore after you've been shot or went through a super traumatic experience. I don't know. I don't think we get that because, you know, Megan Been Out the Way, it ain't been no music. She been posting like her gym stuff. She, you know, getting fine for the summertime. She doing her thing. She was at a wedding. Like, she just been real out of the way. And listen, I get it. As somebody who took 7 months off from a podcast that they did every week, I get it, honey. So, yeah, we don't get the same Megan Thee Stallion. And honestly, I'm cool with it. I don't think Megan need to be mixing and mingling with them, you niggas. She was ungrateful, period. So, but I hope she's okay. Hopefully Tori, you know, learns something from this situation. Control your damn temper, control your liquor, control the way that you react to shit. Like, you just can't shoot a bitch because y'all in a heated argument. That's not what it is. And it's no way to justify it to me. So I feel like Tory Lanez supporters are crazy. Y'all seen that one girl who was outside the courthouse saying she wanna fight Megan Thee Stallion, just carrying on. So feel free to drop down in the comments. Let me hear y'all piece of me, what y'all got to say. But yeah, Team Megan, glad that part of her life is over. I hope she can close that chapter, move on, be happy. I hope that for all victims of abuse, all women who done went through it, done been hurt, battered, beat by these, you know, these men who just can't get it right. So yeah. That's all I got, girl. I ain't got no more. Thank y'all for rocking with the K-Dish Podcast.